What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Joining me now, radio and TV host Bill McCuddy, who spent 5 days on this golf media trip, and it was his very first golf trip to the Emerald Isle. Hey, Bill, welcome to Talking Golf.
Well, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks, Ann. I am soaking as we talk in a bathtub of Bengay. I am sore from every part of my body, but I have to tell you, as a bucket list kind of a trip, it was amazing, really amazing.
I'm so glad you were able to go, and it's not like, I mean, you play some golf. You don't play like every day, you know, in New York, right? I mean, what would you say, a casual golfer?
Yeah, and I'm not a member of any of the fancy clubs on the Hamptons. I go with friends that are. But yeah, I'm a 21 or 22 handicap. Something after the first day you tried to take a couple of points off of, but I proved my worth as the week went on, and probably need to be a 24 or 25 now. But
no, you played fine. You really played fine. My point is, you don't have to be a single digit to maneuver around those links courses and have a good time.
No, I think the headline here is that region, and in fact, probably the whole country, you've played more of it than I have now, is not what you think when you read about it or hear about it, that it's so intimidating. I joked before I left that I'd be taking a driver, a putter, and a weed whacker. And yeah, I lost a few balls. There's no question about it. But it's not so intimidating that you can't have a great time. And all of the courses we played start out as one thing, and you turn a corner, and you're in a cow pasture, and then suddenly you're on a cliff overlooking the Atlantic Ocean.
And yes, there were cows very close to a couple of those tee boxes.
And sheep and horses, and it's just magical. I mean, I have to tell you, I'm Irish, McCuddy, obviously, and I had never been to Ireland, so this just checked a whole lot of great boxes for me, and I can't thank Tourism Ireland enough, who helped put it together. You know, I got the invitation, and I was like, oh, this is intimidating, because all of you guys are going to be great, and ladies will be great golfers. And you called me and said, no, except you're going to be fine. Golf journalists aren't scratch golfers. And
that's the misnomer. Everybody thinks, oh, we play golf all the time. But, you know, I know me, I'm working all the time. So if I can play once or twice a week, that's a lot. You know, I don't go out and play every day. People think, oh, you're always playing golf. But no, I'm working, you know. So, you know, it's not, even though we're in the golf business, we don't really play as much, I think, as people think we do as golf, you know, as golf media types. But,
I'm a film critic and I don't make movies. So, I mean, it's very similar to that, I think, probably. I have to tell you also, I thought the people were just so warm and welcoming. A woman, I think, was Mary that headed up one of the, I think the Wednesday we played, just gave me a great big hug when we arrived. And then I said my last name, and she goes, McCuddy, you're not paying for anything. And I thought, well, I am home now. Or maybe I have some relatives that owe her money. But
that was Lynn McCool.
Sorry, Lynn.
I love it. Well, let's start. We started at Ballyliffin, which is the northernmost golf course in Ireland. And Rory McIlroy said that Ballyliffin's two courses, the Glacetti Links and the Old Links, are a must-play on any golf trip to Ireland. And I love the fact that when you go to these golf courses, you see all kinds of pictures of Rory when he was, you know, a teenager, because he won tournaments at many of these courses and shot record low scores as well. But that was our first round of golf together, Bill, and I got to tell you, we did have heavy rain at times. We did have, you know, we had mostly, for the most part, the weather was really good. But that first round on Monday, we did deal with some heavy rain, but you didn't complain.
Well, really good rain, really good weather for Ireland is maybe you see the sun and or it's a light shade of gray. I mean, but it's gorgeous. And that day really was one of my favorites because I shot a 94, which no one will be impressed listening to, but that's good for me in that kind of a situation. It did rain. You and I played together in a threesome, and you were giving me great tips. Anne is an amazing cheerleader for anyone who wants to play golf. She should be.
Of course, you really, didn't say amazing golfer.
Well, no, there's that too. That's a given. But
no, but you know what? You have to stay positive. You can't worry about the last shot. You know, and look, we're not professional golfers. We go out there and have fun. You have to have fun. If you're not having fun,
I just remember thinking at the end of that day over a Guinness or two that came into play several times during the week that I did it. I can do this. I got through this first day. It was raining. It was a little cold. Not too bad. I never got chilly the whole week. But we did send out social media pictures of us in rain gear and you and I in knit caps. And everyone said, wait, is this July? What are you doing? It got into the 60s, but it can blow. And so you need to have coverage if it's going to be wet.
Right. Well, I wear a cap like that just to protect my ears from the wind because I easily get earaches, but it wasn't that cold. But, you know, when you see me wearing these ski caps, you think, oh, it must be freezing over there. But
right. No,
I think it's more to keep my head dry from it rained on that first day. I do want to say that the great Pat Ruddy designed Ballyliffin, the Gachetti links. And, he's a former very well-known sports writer in Ireland, and he became a renowned golf course architect, and he, designed the European Club, which is south of Dublin, and I just thought it was so, he also obviously designed the Gachetti course up at Ballyliffin, and I just thought it was such a nice touch that they put in that dolmen monument near the first tee.
Oh, yeah,
Which was, it's such a symbol of Ireland in honor of Pat Ruddy, who has become an icon in Ireland. And so we all got our pictures taken next to that. It's D-O-L-M-E-N. It's a symbol in Ireland. And it was wonderful to see that tribute to
it's
Pat.
It's like a baby Stonehenge right there at the beginning. And I think what's interesting about the two courses at that particular location was there's a new course and an old course. And I think so one was made by God, let's say, and the other was made by designers. And I think that everyone thinks all the courses, all the links courses in Ireland are these wavy, wobbly, incredibly difficult, fescue-infested courses. And they're not. They're beautiful, and they have both of those characteristics almost on every course we played.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you keep it on the fairway, it helps, right? Like any golf course.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the high fescue or you're going to be looking for your ball all day. But and then the second day, we were at Nearin Portneau, and Gil Hans and Jim Wagner renovated this course several years ago. And it sits on the beautiful Donegal coastline alongside this huge kind of crescent-shaped beach. And I really enjoy playing Nearin Portneau. And for me, I've played all these courses through the years, recording TV shows and different radio programs, at these courses. And so, but the more I play them, the more I truly fall in love with these layouts and appreciate it, especially like the par 3-6 hole at Nearin Portneau. It is just spectacular. And so many of those holes along the ocean coastline are just, you get spectacular vistas. So I think the more, you kind of want to just stay at one course and play it a couple days in a row because it's, once you learn it, obviously you think you're going to do a little better. But, these trips are very quick and very boom, go in, play the course, next destination.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So
Listen, there are some people from America. We met a couple of them, and one was a fan that brought your book and asked you to sign it and took some pictures, which was a great moment for all of us. But there are people from the United States who have discovered this region, this northwestern region, and they're buying what's called a foreign membership, and they're paying for life, 10, 15, 20. The example at the course we played at was 12,000 euro for a lifetime membership. And one gentleman we met, I think from Phoenix, comes over, stays in a hotel, the one we stayed in, for 3 months and plays golf.
Right, right. That was County Sligo. The gentleman who reached out to me on social media, he bought my book, came over when we played, asked what our tea time was, and got me to sign the book, which I thought was such a nice gesture. But he...
It's almost stalking, Anne, let's be honest. No, he couldn't have been more lovely, and it was really a cool moment.
It was lovely, right? And you're right. They go over there, and they, you know, he's in Phoenix. He doesn't want to be in Phoenix in the summer, right? So he goes to Ireland. He and his wife are there for a couple months, and they play County Sligo at Ross's Point, which is spectacular. It is truly, that is a true championship test of golf.
And then you'll see the same people at the best restaurants, because there are a limited number of them, and everyone knows about them, and we ran into him that night. So
I know. Yeah, the cuisine was, how did you find the cuisine in Ireland? Were you surprised? Or
yeah, I think where it isn't pubby, I mean, it was pubby in a lot of places, and fish and chips and chowder was great. But I think they're upping the game in that regard as well, because we ate a couple of outstanding kind of New York-level meals, one at a castle that we'll talk about, I guess, in a second, and the other one on our last night there outside of Dublin. So I think the cuisine... Listen, the hospitality hasn't been something they were doing from a lodging standpoint. We stayed at a castle that was dormant until 2007. So that just demonstrates how no one was really going there before then, before you and other people that write about golf started going over there and writing about it. So, or doing TV stuff. I think, it's booming, and the food is only going to get better.
Loch Esk Castle is in Donegal, and a lot of times you stay in these either castles or manor homes, estate homes, B&Bs. I mean, the variety of accommodations is pretty extraordinary. But Loch Esk Castle, as you say, I think they just they restored it just as recently as 2007.
Yeah, that's
and
what
it's
I,
a great
it,
spot.
For $50 million, and it shows. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a fun place to stay, obviously. To stay in a castle is pretty extraordinary. But and it's close to these various courses that we did play in Donegal. I do want to, mention, we had mentioned Lynn McCool, but how did you like the reception we got from her and her team at Donegal Golf Club, which is located on the Mervaw Peninsula in South Donegal? This course was originally designed by Eddie Hackett, as you know, and Pat Ruddy, who I talked about earlier in the show. He molded it through the years. And then Paul McGinley is refurbishing some of the holes at Donegal. But how about after 9, you make the turn, and there's, Lynn and her staff bringing out seafood chowder and Guinness and Bulmers.
That was invaluable. I mean, it was a little blustery that day, too. So and then we had lunch after 18 there. And I must say that everywhere we went, the managers or owners of the clubs had lunch with us. They were wanting to answer any of our questions, and they're really just welcoming anyone over there that wants to experience it and talk about it. So, that was crazy. They were all standing there, little group of people on after 9 on to 10, and that was just an example of the hospitality I was talking about earlier, where we get a big hug or you get a little inside intel on this hole or that hole. The other thing that's really interesting we should tell people when they go is, besides seeing people you'll know in restaurants and maybe some of the hotels, everyone there talks about golf. Your bartender, your cabbie, your anybody. And they want to know where you played today and where are you playing tomorrow. And one of the saloon keepers said we were playing on the fifth day, the course that you'll name in a second, because I didn't write anything down.
Strand Hill, County Sligo,
yes.
Which I loved. What a
he said, if the wind is blowing in your face, you'll have a great round. If the wind's blowing behind you, I used an expletive, and we left. And then we got there that day remembering it, and the wind was starting to go across us, so we didn't know what to take from that.
Yeah, we actually played together on the our fifth day as well at Strand Hill. And boy, those first six holes, and then, you know, meandering along the coastline there, and the mountain, which the Knock Noray Mountain, translated as Hill of the Queen.
That was for you, Anne. And then you were really taken with some of that scenery, and I don't blame you. We also had, not wild horses, but people on horses riding along the beach there. It was really like a scene out of a movie.
Now, if you were to go back, how would you prepare for your next trip as far as your game goes, as far as playing Lynx golf, Bill?
I would bring a lot more balls. and I think I would concentrate on my short game and not... they say you don't pull your driver out every time, but you can leave it at home. That's also a misnomer, because some of the one Sligo that we played on Thursday, I dubbed the Shillelagh Shinnecock, because it's just long. That first hole going straight up, you think you're heading to the moon. And so I would definitely want a killer short game, because they have these things called, I called them moats, but they were a little dugout.
Like burns.
Burns around some of the holes that made them extremely difficult. So you have to pop and drop. And so
which
I think
you did a number of times.
but I also, you know what I have at home that I left here? And this is, we're getting way in the weeds, but that's where I was most of the week, way in the weeds. I would have brought a 64. I have a 60 in my bag. I would have brought a 64 to get out of some of those really deep sand. There's a name for those
bunkers,
sand traps, the pot boilers or whatever.
Yeah, potholes. Yeah. Well, you also enjoyed the pub scene a lot after dinner, and you caught some Irish folk music, right?
Yeah, that was like, I don't know if you remember this movie called Once. It then became a Broadway show where you could actually go up on stage before the show and have a beer, and then the show just sort of started. We had an experience just like that on the Thursday night there, where we wandered in, a couple of us, to a small bar where an Irish-Italian woman was singing with two or three other people on different various small guitars and a keyboard. And it was a scene right out of a movie. And what happened that was most interesting was we got there, I guess, early-ish in round 9, and by 11 or 12, the place was jammed. And it was not a touristy situation at all. It was completely local and organic and very, very cool. So there are those things that also you can do in the evening that are amazing.
Well, it's great to get your perspective. Bill McCuddy, with a name like McCuddy, you may want to try to get Irish citizenship for sure. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. Have a great rest of the morning.
Thank
and,
you.
So glad you could
everybody.
Experience.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.